So throughout my ordained ministry, I've served in 5 different dioceses. Atlanta, where I was ordained, Maine, West Virginia, Southwest Florida, and San Diego. So my family and I have done our share of moving over the years. And every time we moved, I had the joy of unpacking the boxes from my office and finding little gems that I had saved over the years. One of these things that I kept carrying around with me, and I still have, is a drawing that a friend of mine in Atlanta shared with me many years ago. He was a pastoral counselor at the church. The drawing was done by a young person at my friend's church, which was a different denomination. Perhaps they were studying the 23rd Psalm, and each person illuminated a verse. I'm not sure. All I can think of is, he makes me lie down in green pastures, because this drawing has a balloon with a voice up in the sky, God, saying, lie down in a pasture. And below the balloon is a figure of a person lying flat on their back on the ground, looking scared and stiff as a board. Although you would not guess it from that drawing, the 23rd Psalm is a great psalm of comfort. As you know, it is done at most funerals, and many people know it even if they do not attend church or synagogue. It has probably also been set to music more than any other psalm. And although lying down in a pasture may not always be very comfortable for humans, for sheep or other grass-eating animals, that is the definition of heaven. While I was on sabbatical some years ago, I spent a week on the island of Iona off the coast of Scotland. And one of the things that surprised and delighted me was how green the island was and how many sheep lived there. There were sheep everywhere you looked, and a most wonderful, clean smell of sheep's wool, grass, and the ocean that I have never encountered anywhere else since then. Many times on my walk around the island, I would see sheep lying down in the pasture, munching contentedly on the sweet, sweet grass. They are usually guarded by a border collie or two. So that image of pure rest and refreshment and safety comes to my mind when I hear the 23rd Psalm. This fourth Sunday of Easter is known as Good Shepherd Sunday because each year on this Sunday we pray the 23rd Psalm and we hear a part of John's Gospel where Jesus speaks about the Good Shepherd. We read this passage now in the Easter season, but in John's Gospel this comes before the crucifixion. Jesus is teaching, preparing his disciples for what is to come. The image of Jesus as shepherd is familiar and often comforting. But if we look closer, it is also a challenge. In John's Gospel and other passages that we didn't hear today, Jesus contrasts his shepherding with that of a hired hand, someone who does not really love the sheep. Jesus reminds us that his love was so great that he will lay down his life of his own accord for us, his sheep. Jesus always offers us a choice. Will we follow him this day? Will we let our love for God spill out into the world? Will we be willing to sacrifice for others? Some years ago, I had the great joy of joining choristers from around the Diocese of Maine for a choral festival and evensong in honor of our then bishop, the Right Reverend Shilton Knudsen. She was retiring that year. And one of the things we sang was a setting of the 23rd Psalm and a translation that I had not encountered before. That translation has stayed in my mind, as sometimes a word or phrase will that has something to offer my spiritual life. The line that reads, "He restores my soul," or "He revives my soul," in this translation, which was the Coverdale translation, that line is, "He shall convert my soul." I thought, yeah, that sounds right. For what is a soul revived but a soul that again trusts in God? What is a soul restored but a soul that can again rest in God? And the soul that is converted is a soul that will love in truth and action, a soul that will share joy with the world. Conversion of life happens daily. Every time that we choose to follow Jesus, we choose conversion. It is not a once-for-all thing. Every time that we help someone in need, we allow Jesus again to convert our souls. And there is a cost. Every time we choose the abundant life in God, we have to give up other things, even if they might look on the surface like greener pastures. You've heard the saying, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Horses seem to think that that's true, but people also. So what are some of those greener pastures that we might search for? Well, some people spend their whole lives looking for the perfect community, the perfect parish, the perfect job, the perfect place to live. But when we choose daily conversion, we realize that those greener pastures are illusions. There is no perfect anything, and the search for it often gets in the way of our living into our own calling right here and now. Some people try to find happiness by focusing on material prosperity, but focusing only on that will not bring anyone true joy. Using our own resources to help others, whether it is our time, talent, or treasure, brings joy to us and to those around us. God wants us to thrive, not only survive. No, God will not make us lie down in green pastures, like that little cartoon suggested. But when we choose daily conversion, when we choose again and again to follow the one who calls us by name, we will find the green pastures of abundant life that will feed our hungry souls. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.